Father, in the name of Jesus, again, we come just so grateful that you have freely given him to us. Thank you, Lord, for, again, the wonderful blood and all the power in the blood of the Lamb. Lord, help us to even have more of a gaze on the mercy seat. Lord, help us to go away from here just rejoicing, praising you for the great, great mercy, Lord God, till you come. Thank you, Lord, that we are your workmanship. Thank you, Lord, that it's all the beauty of Christ in you, the hope of glory. Thank you for that encouragement. Thank you again that now are we the sons of God. We give you the praise now and forever in Jesus' name. Amen. Open up your Bibles today. We'll go to John chapter 15. And thanking God again for all the encouragement in the scriptures. But in John 15, 7, what encouragement we have here. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. So here we go. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Now I thank the Lord this week reading this, just taken me to new heights of his grace and mercy. How great a love wherewith we are loved. His thoughts more abundant than all the sands of the earth, the stars and the heaven. Never going to exhaust how much he thinks of us, his passion. How he supplies every need so perfectly detailed down to every breath, brothers and sisters. And how wonderful this verse encourages us about what the words of God will provide in your life. What the words of God will do in you. And I'm so thankful for all of us here today, but especially in mind is our graduates, especially the precious young people, the young men and women that God has given us in this meeting. Listen to this, young people. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Now you might read that verse and you might say, well, how could God do that? How could God assure that to me? Well, the answer is right there. It's because it's his word. See, God is so confident in his word. God is so confident in his son that he absolutely has perfect rest in the working power of the truth in our life. What he's saying here is any son, any of my sons of God that let this word, let the truth abide in them, they will have the abundance out of their heart in truth that every request will be done. Praise God. Now, I'll tell you, the people of God, they sit here in disbelief. But I believe if you'll just tarry a little while longer, you'll be rejoicing, and I hope you won't even be able to sit still in your seat. See, what he's saying here is you have this wonderful word abiding in you. You'll have a heart attitude. You'll have a heart attitude that will sit in the zone, and in every request will be an absolute perfect alignment with the perfect will of God. See, that's the after effect, brothers and sisters, of his words abiding in us. We ask, praise the Lord, according to his will. When we have the word of the Lord abiding in us, he wills and does of his good pleasure in our life. When we have the words of the Lord abiding in us, brothers and sisters, praise be to God, we do ask according to his will, and praise the Lord, by the grace of God, it's done. He brings these things to pass. He cannot deny his word. He is faithful and true. It's impossible for God to lie. He didn't tell you these things to have some type of an empty hope. He absolutely gave you this to have abounding hope, believing, drawing nigh in full assurance of faith. Lord, you have spoken this and you will do it. Now, let's get to what this abiding means, because I'm confident that there's many sitting here today and say, well, man, I've asked the Lord for a whole lot of things, and I haven't seen any of them happen. Get your heads back up. Let's understand what abiding means. Brothers and sisters, just as the Word of God tells us that as children of God, we are heirs of God. Amen? We're heirs of God. We're in the family of God. We're all sons. There's no nephews or distant cousins. See, when you're born of God, you're one thing. You're a son. Hallelujah. And in that son, you have that inheritance. It's there for you. You have entered into it. It can never be severed. You will always be an heir of God. So wonderful. So thankful to Jesus. But we know that as Romans chapter 8 tells us, that we're heirs of God and have the opportunity to be joint heirs with Jesus Christ, if so be that we suffer together with him, that we also may be glorified together with him. Praise the Lord. So we know in the Word of God, there's always much more. Matter of fact, the much, the more. There is always these exceeding great and precious promises that are offered to us. Well, this is the same kind of thing here that the Lord is getting at. As children of God, brothers and sisters, we abide in the vine. We will never be separated from that by the grace of God. But not only can we abide in the vine, we can also be a fruitful branch. See, I believe that's the issue with God's precious people. We do not desire to be fruitful. We might desire to be fruitful, but we want to produce our kind of fruit. Well, our kind of fruit is not good fruit. It's not. The only good fruit is produced from the vine. And thanks be to God, all of that supplying comes from the vine through the branch. And we have the opportunity, obviously, as the Word of God is telling us here, to be a fruitful branch. Our fellowship and the power that He wants to have dwelling in us is such that whatever we ask, praise God, He will do it. If his words abide in you. So here's the question. What's abiding in you? What is your life about? What is the purpose and the calling of your life? Is it his word? Is it the word of God? And is it abiding in you? Praise the Lord. Praise God. And this is what abiding means, brothers and sisters. The word means to remain, to endure. That means to have patience. See, you can have the word of God, but then it's like Brother Hill always used to say, you got a headache? Well, I'm trusting God, but I think I'm just... He said, well, I'll tell you what, if you're in that big of a doubt anyways, just go get the aspirin and get the pain over with. Huh? Now, that doesn't mean not to. I hope you understand that, whatever God is leading you to do. But let's not dilly-dall around. When His words abide in you, you'll wait on the Lord. When His words abide in you, this means that you treasure them. And then what happens when these words abide in you, you have testimony of this. People will recognize that's Jesus's lady. People will know that that is Jesus's man. That will be a life, praise God, that'll have a testimony. I want to go to church. I want to have every opportunity to be in that meeting when those doors are open. And as the Lord encouraged my heart to emphasize today, this is for the young people. I'm so thankful for however anybody can get truth. But I'm telling you, young people, by the grace of God, what the Lord, and I don't want you to be like me. I want you to be Christ in you. But the one thing I'm going to tell you something is you best be marking ones that have walked with the Lord. And I'm talking about ones like Timothy, that Paul encouraged him. Timothy, study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman, not ashamed, rightfully dividing the truth. Understanding the power of the Word of God. Knowing the Word of God for yourself. Not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together. Not just in a sense. And that's again mentioning that song today. It's not enough just to say I'm a Christian. It's not. There's so much more. There is so much more. It's having that life abide in us and live in us, and is the power and the direction of every thought and action of our life. But somehow, some way, we think that there's other things that we need to be doing that are more important, or I'll get to it later. Well, that word is not abiding. Because when that word abides, there's passion, there's urgency. There's something that, again, causes you to be the person that you would have never been. And matter of fact, only could be because of the Word of God abiding in you. See, brothers and sisters, when these things take effect in you, when this truth abides in you and remains in you and endures in you, and it becomes this treasure in your life, people know that you've gone crazy. They know that you're a mad person. Don't you know that? I've had people say, especially about my mother, she actually believes that everything that happens in her life is for her good. And she would tell you, absolutely, yes. There is no doubt about that because of the Word of God, and it assures us. They'll say that that person has gone crazy because they believe that everything in their life is perfectly worked out. Amen. That's what's called the before ordained good works that ye should walk therein. It's laid out for us. It's in the Word of God, and in the Word of God abiding in us. And then, praise the Lord, can you imagine this opportunity that God gives us in the Word abiding in us? You talk about a total kook. That person even believes that even the mistakes and things that they've done wrong will even work out together for their good. That bothers a lot of Christians. It just eats them alive. Well, wait a second. We got to parade you around here and let you wear the scarlet letter until we believe that you're sorry. Don't go that way. As David said, before thee and thee only have I sinned. And David meant in that, know this, failed. Because he that believeth, he that is born of God, doth not commit sin, neither can he sin. And I pray you know that. And I pray that that's not a concept that you can't get your head around, because your head will never be around it. It's what his heart already did. Did you hear that again? He that's born of God cannot commit sin, neither can he sin. It doesn't work that way. It's the blood of Jesus. What do you think he said? You know, he separated your sin as far as the east is from the west. His life lives in you. Amen. That's the life that you live. See, that thing that fails and all of that, that's not who you are in the Lord. But God still uses that for your good, doesn't he? Amen. Because you realize, praise the Lord, the relationship that you have to his wonderful grace. It makes everything happen. So see, praise God, I know that everything works together for my good. I know that everything is being perfectly worked out for me. I know that even my mistakes, praise God, will work together for my good. And that is no fantasy. By the grace of God, that is my reality, especially in living this word, abiding in me. Now, people will say this to you as well, too. They'll say, well, if you're living the word abiding in you, then how could you do anything wrong? Have you ever read the Word of God? Have you ever read about the ones that were the stalwarts of faith that pressed on? They were still great failures from time to time in their life. You know why? Because they're still in this corruptible thing. They're still in this sinful flesh. It's just what it is. We have to understand that. It doesn't mean that I yield to it. I understand that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. But by the grace of God, I can deny those things as I yield to the Spirit. But God in his faithfulness knows my life. And he knows nothing catches him unawares. He didn't say, oh my goodness, how did that happen? It didn't work that way. He knows everything about your life. He knows when you're going to fail. And you know what? And he never leaves. And he never forsakes. And he's always there. And he's always telling you, I love you, I love you, I love you. And see, it's that love that when you're entering into that, it hurts. And by the grace of God, you're tender. And I'll tell you right now, because I believe I'm speaking to a bunch of nuts just like me. Thank him. Because there's many people that even know the Word of God. They're not tender. They get hard. They don't want to hear it. They get stiff-necked. By the grace of God, praise him. Lord, thank you. Yeah, I don't want to fail. But when I do, I know this isn't where I need to be. I know I shouldn't be in this way. And I'm so thankful that I've never left your hand. As David said, even if I make my bed in hell, he is right there. Oh, he's so good, isn't he? Well, I'm going to tell you something. Got to give you a little testimony. And it's all by the grace of God that's with me. I can testify of the faithfulness of the truth in this verse. In my little vapor life, and oh, what a vapor our lives are, the Word is so sweet. And praise be to God to know that the Word is everything to your life. Amen? See, that's those precious young sisters I was talking to today. I know they know the Word is everything to your life. Because that is your life. It's the Word. Amen. You're born of God. The life that lives in you is Jesus. Christ liveth in me. The Word. The Word is your life. How do we live? I live by the faith of the Son of God. The faith of the Word. Believing the Word. Amen. Who loved me and gave himself for me. See, it's so simple, is it not? Praise God. Every answer, everything to life. Don't think, well, what's my calling? What's all? It's the Word of God. It's knowing the Word of God. We always want to be doing, and when we want to be doing, that's called distraction. They all begin with a D. I like letting and living abundantly, and that's him. See, I don't even want to take time to let go. I know that phrase, let go, let God. Don't let go, just let God. You still focus on you letting go, you won't. You'll go, oh, I got to let go, I got to let go. It's like holding on to electrical as you're getting shocked. You can't. Let God. Let God. See what happened? You let God and you let go. But see, again, it's those subtleties, and I still think they are little subtleties. Good things in a sense in thought. What would Jesus do? I don't want to think that way. Jesus, just do it. Amen? If he lives in me, isn't he going to do it? Isn't he the one that abides faithful? Well, where's he abiding? He's abiding in me. That's his life. Just feed that life. Let that Word abide in me. So, in this testimony that I can give to you, that by the grace of God, I do get it by his grace, that every breath of my life, every moment of my life, praise God, is him, then praise the Lord. I begin to live a little bit by faith. And can you imagine the truth that works in this life? He's given me every desire to ask for, and he does it. Now, have I asked for things that weren't in the will of God? We'll get to that in a moment, and I'll tell you right now, yes. But I'm going to tell you about his grace, because that's the thing I want to magnify. But that's what it is. And in my life, because of his grace, I can tell you, every request, he's done it. And that's the truth. I'm talking about the request of the Word abiding in you request. Listen to this. Now, most times, and I want you to think about this, when you ask the Lord for something, does he do it immediately? No, I already answered it for you. He's going to cause you to wait. But as you wait on the Lord, praise God, that word's abiding, isn't it? See, when you get anxious and you move outside of the things of God and you won't wait on the Word that's abiding, ask what happened to King Saul. The anointing was taken from his life, wasn't it? See? And why? He knew the Word of God. He knew that sacrifice was only going to be offered by Samuel. The prophet had to do it, but he wasn't willing to wait. He knew the Word of God, but the Word of God didn't abide in him. Because when the Word of God abides in you, you know one thing that you'll do? You'll wait. And your expectation will be of God. It won't be just something you know in your head. It'll be something you believe in your heart. That's where it abides. That, Lord, I'll wait on you. I don't have to get anxious about this. It hurts. I don't have a body like unto your own yet. Because we're still battling here. But that word abiding in me, I'll wait. I'll wait upon God. I'll believe him, Lord, that you will do it. Then, how does he do it? Never the way that you think. How does he do it? Never the way Jesse wants. Oh, no. But I'm learning more and more as I'm waiting in the words abiding. It doesn't matter. It doesn't. Because I know it's going to come forth. And somehow I'm getting a little kooky. That when he really does it in this like, way. You know, like this. Oh, God. Okay. Then you really know it's him. Because you're saying, my goodness, it was just like he did that with Moses. And, you know, he delivered them right out of there. 10 wonderful, perfect miracles. Walks them right out there and they're trapped by a sea. How many times does he do that in your life? Amen. That the Lord has given you. And you know it was a divine miracle and you're walking. You took three, not even, maybe one step. Whoa, what is that? I can't go on anymore. After he just, again, he parted a sea. And, you know, it wasn't even 3 days later in your life. It was 30 seconds later. Oh, I'm dying of thirst. And it's the truth. Is it not? Come on. Amen. Praise God. Learn to laugh at yourself. And then cry on your knees. And say, oh, Lord, I'm really not that faithful after all. I'm so glad I got a friend like you. And he loves that fellowship. That's called sincerity. But thank the Lord, brothers and sisters. This is what we're talking about here. This is what God is encouraging us. Yeah, you're going to wait for it. Sure, he's going to perform it in a way that you never thought. But bottom line, the word abiding in you, he's going to bring it to pass. He's going to make it happen. And I'm going to tell you, by the grace of God, from the requests for my home, for my children. Huh? Come on now. Don't sit there and say, well, that's not me. By the grace of God, believe him. For my work. Huh? Everything. For my fishing. Praise God. Flying. All these things. Oh, my goodness. The power of the reality in every verse, brothers and sisters. He does it because he said it. He does it because he said it. Are you really living a life that the truth of God, the word of God in you, has taken you beyond your wildest dreams? Come on. Come on. I'm talking about giving you more than you ever imagined. I was talking to a brother this morning. And it's sweet. God knows desires, in a sense, naturally that we have. Have you looked at your heart lately? You got a heart for God. You got a heart for God's best. You're listening here this morning. There isn't anything more valuable than that. There isn't anything that could compare to that. Where are you seeing from? Where are you sitting? You sitting in a pew or you seated together with him in the heavens in Christ? Amen? Come on. Why would I ever want the alternative? You know what the alternative is? My own way. And you know what my own way is? It's leanness to my soul. Your own way will be leanness to your soul. Listen. And especially young people, listen. Listen, listen, listen. Wake up right now. Your way is leanness to your soul. And we all have been there at times, and you received what you wanted outside of the will of God, and how we all thought for that moment, oh, this is great. This is so wonderful. My lusting flesh is so happy, but soon, the consequences set in. And you know what those consequences are? They're emptiness. Literally, you know very quickly, I have been robbed of abundant life. Not life. You still got life. But you know that abundant life is pretty far off. Brothers and sisters, I'm talking sadness, agony, and anguish that you wasted time. I am speaking of the repercussions from the lies that weigh and we allow into our life. And I hate to say it, but sometimes these lies, when we go after them too long, they can alter our lives for the rest of our life. And what could have been is a haunting thing. Amen. Amen. But that's why, especially to the young people this morning, that doesn't have to be you. It doesn't. Today, by the grace of God, you can truly ask Him in Jesus' name, because He wants this. Lord, let me let You have these words abide in me. Amen. See, it's a critical time, especially to young people right now. The devil, all he wants to do, and this is how he gets each and every one of us, but especially young people, just get hard. Get hard about something. You see it in our society. You see these people, we're starting to act like animals. You don't like something, you just get violent. You don't like something, you just start acting up. And I'm sorry, but it's just what it is. You don't like something, get on your knees. You don't like something, lift your hands and start to praise the Lord and say, Lord, let me see You. Doesn't mean I'm going to be agreeable with what's going on, but I'm not living here. I'm living over there. But see, when we get hard, brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what, that's when the enemy is going to get in. And if he can keep you hard long enough and keep you distracted long enough, you are going to miss a lot of fruit of the Lord. You're going to miss the fruitful time of your life. And this is so critical right now, to make those decisions by the grace of God that are toward the Word of God. But the only way that's going to happen is when the Word of God abides in me. Abides in me. Again, it's not just saying, well, I know Jesus and that's going to get it done. It isn't that. By the grace of God, to pray for the desire for the truth. Desire for joy. Desire to love You more. Desire the Word. It makes you tender. See, we have to realize, brothers and sisters, that we are different. We're different. Young people, you're different. You're not of this world. The sinner is dead. The sinner is from this world. And their responses and ramifications are completely different. You're the Lord's. You're His treasure. You're God's inheritance. Know who you are. Know why you're here. Know what it is all about. Again, it's the Word of God. Oh, He'll have you going on. That's why it's so precious to see these ones that have graduated, and some of them going to vocational school and some of them going to college, and this learning and all of that. A wonderful thing. Don't get me wrong. Absolutely. God make that way. Walk in it. But walk in it with the Word of God abiding in your heart. Walk in it in such power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. My goodness, what a testimony. What a victory. And God has done this time and time in this meeting. Look across this way. It's so wonderful. We have people out of every kindred, tongue, and nation, every demographic, every height of education, and without it. But in all of that, the only thing that matters is that life abiding in the vine. And is that life have the words of the vine abiding in them? Amen? Oh, praise be to God. And I'll tell you what, you'll know this because the testimony will be, I want to go to church. The testimony will be, I want to hear the Word of God. I don't know how God did it. It was just the grace of God. But as a young person, I can tell you, I wanted to go to church. I wanted to hear the Word of God. I wanted to hear Brother Goodrick over there on Sunday morning when I was 19 years old. Ask my wife when we were married as young people. And it's not, again, I don't know how he did it. I just know he did it. And by the grace of God, there are times, and I'm not saying it was easy. There's always a fight. But immediately when you're waning, when you don't want to hear the Word of God, when you don't want to go to church, when you have a Wednesday night that's open, that you could be in a Bible study, when you have a Friday night that's open, that you could be in a prayer meeting, and you do not feel like being there, pray, Lord, cause me to want to be there. Not in guilt. I guess if you come in guilt, it's still a good thing. But in a desire. Lord, I want to desire the Word of God. I want to pant after you. Put that into my heart. Put such an insatiable desire to be amongst people that love the Word of God. Cause me to want to go out from among the camp. But to go out, it's come unto Him. Then I want to go out. So what's this all about? It's about stowing away the truth in your heart. By the grace of God in Jesus' name, for every life here, but especially our young people, Lord, let this be a treasure that nothing can compare. By the grace of God, this be the honing device of your life. The honing device that seeks out everything in my life. The honing device of the Word of God that seeks out every relationship in the Word of God. Think about the incredible relationships in the Word of God. You want a friendship like Jonathan and David had? That's cool. That's beyond. That's so amazing. Going into battles and stuff like this and knowing the Lord with somebody. And you got battles. Things going on, and that you can encourage a buddy, a sister in the Lord like that. Oh, honey, this is so amazing. Here we are fighting this good fight of faith and going into this, and we can believe God together. Get a vision of that, Jonathan and David. How about a relationship of love like a Isaac and a Rebekah? How about having a heart for a woman like Jacob had to wait for Rachel? Those are love stories. That's romantic off the charts. But that's what Word abiding in you will do. But it waits. It does it in a way that doesn't seem the way that I would have chosen. Well, Lord, here I am sitting. I'm 43 and I haven't found this yet. Ask Moses about waiting. Huh? What else you got to do? Where are we headed? Huh? People wait in lines. I just heard about this young lady. 90 minutes for a roller coaster. People wait 65 years to retire. Do you know what you're waiting for? Do you know what we're waiting for? Do you believe that His appearing could be at any moment? That's what I'm waiting for. Oh, there's great excitements. There's neat things. I've had the birth of my children. I've married a wonderful woman. I've gotten to be able to fly. I love to fish. I love all these things. But oh my goodness, I am waiting for the appearing of the Lamb of God, my bridegroom. And He is going to appear. And when I see Him, I'm going to be like Him. And this Word abiding in me, I'm going to be like Him, like Him. I'm going to be to the fullness, the stature, the measure for Him. I'll be a mate. I'll be a companion. I'll have fellowship with Him by the grace of God that will be like a husband and a wife. That's what I'm waiting for. That's the truth by the grace of God that abides in me. Oh my, oh my, oh my. So in this honing device, as we close this up, let it seek out everything, young people, especially my relationships, especially my friends. Do these people love Jesus? Do these people love Jesus? Where I live, even I'm learning more and more, where I go to school, Will I be amongst the Word of God? Will I have access to gather with saints of like precious faith? Boy, this pastor, I don't know if we want him. God wants me. Amen. We don't have much time. God's sharpening me up. And he did it a long time ago, all by his grace. But there is a passion and an urgency that's pounding in my heart, because God has given us the fullness of his truth. And there's only one way to finish, and that's with a full joy. And that full joy is, I am so glad, Lord, that by your grace, I let the words abide in me. So I'll tell you what, brothers and sisters, we're rich. We're rich. And I know this because he's shown it and proved it to me. I have lived by his grace the miracles of a Moses, a Noah, a David. But I'm going to tell you this, and even better. Because by the grace of God, his words are the treasure. What's your treasure here today? What's your treasure? What's your treasure? What's your first love? Let's pray. Jesus, 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 thank you, Lord. So appreciate your love to us. So thankful, God, that you don't mess around. Lord, you're coming at us with a full press. Lord, because that's the lover that you are. You're a jealous God. You love us with a godly jealousy. I thank you. Thank you so much for that. Thank you that you'll never let us go. Thank you, Lord, that it's getting so tight. We're compacted, tightly fit, God. It's a narrow way. But Lord, it's the beautiful way. It's so wonderful to have our face and eyes affixed upon you. Lord, just encourage us in it. It's got to be by your Spirit. It's not by our might. It's not by our strength. It's not by my will. It's by your Spirit. And oh, what a spirit of love. Shed it abroad in our hearts this morning. Thank you, Lord, for dealing with us like you do in that wonderful whole counsel of the proposal of the bridegroom to the bride. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to take communion today. If the brothers would come on down. If you're visiting today, this is the Lord's communion that he has. And if you're a child of God, this is for you. And he said, do this in remembrance of me. And what a joyful time it is to come and to remember his precious blood and his body, all given to us. And if you haven't accepted Christ Jesus as your Savior, just believe on your heart that he is your Lord and Savior, that blood was shed for you. Ask him in Jesus' name. Enter into the family of God and come and partake. What a precious time we have. Amen. Brother Dean, you pray.
Oh, Heavenly Father. Oh, what a mother load we fit this morning.
In Jesus' name.
We're so thankful for this precious message, Lord.
Jesus.
We're thankful for your faithfulness in our lives, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Lord.
Jesus.
We think of Abraham and Sarah, how long they waited for a son, Lord.
Jesus.
Oh, Lord, even now, Lord. Lord, that promise, Lord, of them possessing the land isn't fulfilled, but Lord, it's coming.
Amen.
And Lord, oh, as Abraham rejoiced, Lord, Jesus, when you told him to take his son, his only son, Lord,
yes,
to
Jesus,
sacrifice him. But Lord, there
Jesus
was a ram caught in the thicket.
Amen.
And oh, how he must have rejoiced, Lord, to see that ram, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Oh,
Jesus,
what you've done for
Jesus,
us, the
Jesus,
price you
Jesus
paid for our redemption.
Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Lord, and as we take this communion this morning, Lord, oh, we remember, Lord, oh, what you've done, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, that we would think on the cost, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, we know too, Lord, that we'll take it again, Lord, with you, Lord. And we look forward to that day, Lord.
Jesus, thank you.
Oh, Lord, even so, come quickly, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, we just pray and ask it in Jesus' precious name.
Oh, amen. Praise be to God. Praise.